News. I'm Laura Winters. In the Middle East, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, continue to hit terrorist targets in Gaza for a third day since the truce collapsed. The Israelis taking out Hamas tunnels, command centers, and weapons storage facilities in the region. The war, the result of Hamas torturing and slaughtering Jews at a music festival and kibbutzes on October 7th. The IDF urging Palestinians to evacuate farther south as the fighting continues. Now, so far, there is no deal to release more hostages, 136 people still being held, including women and children. Some of the Israelis freed from captivity, joining a large rally in Tel Aviv, calling for everyone being held by Hamas to be released. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue to hold rallies in Paris and New York City. In Paris, the Interior Minister says one person, a German tourist, killed and two other people injured in a stabbing attack near the Eiffel Tower. Detectives say the 26-year-old terrorist, a French national, had a knife and a hammer and was upset about the situation in Gaza and Muslims being killed. This suspect had been sentenced to prison back in 2016 for plotting another attack, but he was released and back out on the street. At least four people killed in a blast inside a gym where a Catholic mass was taking place in the Philippines. At least 40 other people injured there, the Philippine president blaming the explosion on foreign terrorists. Residents in the southern Philippines recovering from a powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake, multiple aftershocks reported. Security video at a grocery store showing everything on the shelves shaking and falling and people running for their lives. The quake triggering a tsunami warning, but the threat is now over. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
This Sunday, the Vatican says Pope Francis's health is improving, but that he will stay indoors to read prayers to avoid being exposed to cold weather. He's been treated for respiratory issues and as a result canceled his trip to the COP28 climate summit in Dubai. Vice President Kamala Harris was there.
We must lead with courage and conviction, and we must treat the climate crisis as the existential threat that it truly is.
And the vice president telling the crowd,
we need transformative change and exponential impact. As nations, we must have the ambition that is necessary to meet this moment.
To Iowa now, where former President Trump holding two campaign events, bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis, who is still running against him.
I said, Ron, you're dead. You don't have a chance. You're a dead man. If Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead, if George Washington and Lincoln teamed up together and endorsed you, they couldn't do it. He said, sir, the people of Florida love you. They love you. And I believe that if you'd endorse me, I could win.
Now the Iowa caucus is coming up in about 6 weeks. Former President Trump leading in all recent polls. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.